You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
They did the Wang Dang, Toffee Apple Tango. They did the Wang Dang, Toffee Apple Tango, Mambo Cha Cha Cha.
How's it going?
I don't know. Last night at Papa Joe's, my buddy met a lovely duck. She met the kind of love I keep on dreaming of. She did a dance we never saw before, but showed it up. It was the Wang Dang Taffy Apple Tango Mambo Cha Cha Cha.
Faster, slow.
I don't know. The crowd was tapping and a clapping as the music played. His heart was right in time with every little move she made. Though he was shy, she took his hand and said, "Don't be afraid. Let's do the Wang Dang Taffy Apple Tango Mambo Cha Cha Cha." I don't know. He did a spin and shook his shoulder to get the zing of it, the sway and swing of it. And every time he tried to hold her, she'd shake and shout, "Olay!" and go the other way. Now all night long he did it wrong, and still it ended right. My buddy walked her home and got a kiss and held her tight. So you can bet he'll be at Papa Joe's tomorrow night to do the Wang Dang Taffy Apple Tango Mambo Cha Cha Cha. I don't know. Good night. So you can bet he'll be at Papa just tomorrow night to do the Wang Dang Taffy Apple Tango Mambo Cha Cha Cha.
How's it going?
I'm a no gonna say Wang Dang Taffy Apple Tango
la la
Tango Mambo Cha Cha Cha. Ricky Bates.
Ain't that Zeke sitting over there? Zeke, you dirty so-and-so. I want to talk to you, Zeke. You ain't no good. And I ain't no refrigerator. I can't keep nothing. Pay attention to me. Now listen, old man. You and me been friends a long time. And up to now, we've been getting along just fine. But there's a few little things I got to pull your coat about. And you pay attention to me and we ain't gonna fall out. Now, I work nights, and I think you've been very kind coming over staying with my wife all the time. But must you use my razor blades? Buy some. They're only a dime.
That's right.
Do you call that friendship? And stop doing them little dirty tricks like jamming a chair against the door. You kept me out last night till 4:30. I know you didn't mean no harm, but that's enough to make anybody sore. Do you call that friendship? Now, what about that night you came and took my wife to the show? I asked her what movie she saw, and she said she didn't know. I told you she couldn't see so good, so don't sit back that far no more.
Ain't no good.
That's right, Zeke, you ain't no good. Now, I don't get mad like the average cat would do when she buys me one shirt and she buys you two. But when she feeds you chicken and steak and give me Irish stew, use a lizard in the bushes. That's what you are. That's what you are. And you stop feeding her that candy and sweet stuff to eat. That jive is making her talk in her sleep. She kept me awake all last night, mumbling, "Oh, it's sweet. You ain't no friend of mine, Zeke. You ain't no friend of mine. But I tell you, Zeke, I'm real happy. I'm happy as can be about that big insurance policy you and my wife took out on me. But what's all that arsenic doing around the house? That's what I can't see. Zeke, you trying to poison me. That's what you're doing. You trying to poison me. And what about that night I came home and caught that lipstick on your face? And you and my wife broke up the furniture, wrestling all over the place. And you told me you was playing cowboy and Indian, and you with Chief Rain in the face. You don't look like no Indian to me, but I'm gonna scalp you. That's what's gonna happen. I'm gonna scalp you. And even when we went on our honeymoon, the bellboy told me you rented the very next room. I know you're my friend, but I didn't want to see you that soon. Don't you never speak to me no more, Zeke. Do you call that friendship?
No, no.
You ain't no friend of mine.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And that wraps up the free association for this evening. Don't worry, there's plenty more to go as we move into this second hour of the program tonight. First off, I want to remind you, no, not what you think. I want to remind you that this is the donations drive time of year here at Bubbles in the Think Tank and WMFO. We only do it once a year, and we only do it for a couple weeks, so you're not going to hear much about it. But if you are so moved as to want to show your love to Bubbles in the Think Tank, I'd really appreciate it if you did it right now by going to donate.wmfo.org and making a little donation to help out your good friends here at Bubbles in the Think Tank to keep this station as functional as it is. I'm always so impressed about that. $50 or more gets you a Bubbles in the Think Tank t-shirt. We'll thank everybody at the end of the program tonight, so stay tuned for the updated list. Also, let's remember that you need to go complete the Radio Obituary Retrospective poll, because your titular head of research and mine, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., he lives to poll you every year. Every year. So go take the poll, tell us what radio obituaries from the year that just wrapped up at the end of October. Let us know which ones you want to hear us retrospect in the Radio Obituary Retrospective coming up this Saturday after Thanksgiving. And now it's time for tonight's Radio Obituaries. I can already tell that with all the festivities coming up over the next few weeks and months that we're going to fall behind in no time. But that's fine. We've done it before. We'll do it again. So it's time for the Radio Obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. We want to remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. We want to thank Vince over at themusicsover.com for every little thing that he does. And we'd like to start the Radio Obituaries tonight with the initial Radio Obituary for Fred Cole, the American rock singer and guitarist. He played with several bands starting way back in the 1960s. Most notably, the Lollipop Shop, Dead Moon, and Pierced Arrows. Fred Cole just passed away at 69. We're going to start off with one that one of our favorite radio friends, Phil Donnelly. It's one of his favorite songs from Dead Moon. We're going to start with that one right here in the initial Radio Obituary for Fred Cole at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
gonna cry, baby? Who's gonna cry when I'm gone? Who's gonna cry 'cause of misery? Ah, you know, baby, it ain't gonna be me.
You lost too much pain. Wish I never came. Who's it
Let's see. Where did that just put us? Hey, that was only one obit. That's ridiculous. The post-initial radio obituary is for Mike Hudson, the singer and founder of the Pagans, one of the truly great punk bands of Cleveland in the mid-70s. It was a hotbed, really. Mike Hudson just passed away at 61. It's the post-initial radio obituary. We're going to start with monkey content, by the way. It's the post-initial radio obituary for Mike Hudson right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
We'll be right back. still here and she's gotta go, man.
The next radio obituary is for Frank Holder. He was a Guyanese jazz singer and percussionist, becoming a member of bands led by Leslie George Driver Hutchinson, Johnny Dankworth, and Joe Harriet. Frank Holder just passed away at 92. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I heard a man talk nonsensically by saying an ugly woman is best to marry. I heard a man talk nonsensically by saying an ugly woman is best to marry. But don't be surprised when I make you realize that is only for those who can't do otherwise. Because it's quite plain to understand, a nice woman pass off an ugly man. It might be a logical point of view to love a woman uglier than you. Every order she will obey, so that you won't get vexed and chase her away. But what's the use of keeping her about your place? And day and night, you got to bag her face. So it is quite plain to understand, a nice woman pass off an ugly man. When you make a pretty woman your wife, you can be sure to be happy for all your life. Even if she act in the proper way, people will still have something to say. She might be upright in every word or deed, but gossip today, it seems, is the creed. So it is quite plain to understand, a nice woman pass off an ugly man. Just listen for a moment and you will see if a man takes a woman uglier than he. Suppose the man ain't one that is nice, and the woman's like a battered pair of loaded dice. When he go to kiss her, he's got to bag her face, and as he's kissing the bag, he can't get no taste. So it is quite plain to understand, a nice woman pass off an ugly man. Does it matter? Your friends may say this or that, tit for tat and butter for fat. The nice woman's face may be soft as silk, and the ugly woman's face just like sour milk. But ugly or nice, all you men should know that a woman is a woman, come shine or snow. So it is quite plain to understand, a nice woman pass off an ugly man.
The cleanup radio obituary is for Theo Bahalia. Bahala. That's so hard to say for some reason. The cleanup radio obituary is for Theo Bahalia, a composer, pianist, bandleader, musical arranger, and musical director. He formed the band The Jazz Resurrection in the 1970s, went on to work in a number of other bands, including the Chromatic Jazz Band. Theo Bahalia just passed away at 86. It's the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Penultimate radio obituary is for Donald Bain, the American author and ghostwriter. He wrote over 115 books in his 40-year career, but his best known was the Coffee, Tea, or Me series. Donald Bain just passed away at 82. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Well, I wanna live.
the ultimate radio obituary. Before I do this, let me just quickly say, don't forget, we're still in the donations drive. If you could mosey on over to donate.wmfo.org and make a little gift to support Bubbles in the Think Tank being here on WMFO, I would be very thankful to you. If you give $50 or more, you get a brand new Bubbles in the Think Tank t-shirt. We'll follow up and get sizes and addresses and stuff like that. But yes, please, and thank you. We'll do the full thank yous at the end of tonight's episode. Let's turn back to the ultimate radio obituary for Paul Buckmaster, the Grammy Award-winning British artist, arranger, conductor, and composer, best known for his collaborations with Elton John and the Rolling Stones in the 70s. Later in his career, he even made contributions to the Guns N' Roses album Chinese Democracy, and that's considered one of his notable things. I don't know why. Paul Buckmaster just passed away at 71. It's the ultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Wow.
is that? Is that too low on Pat Vine? Absolutely. I want it.
To be free, they look at him and they look at me, but it's only themselves they are wanting to see, and everybody knows about it. We talk all night and we're all turned on. Everybody heard him singing his song, telling us there was work to be done. And we all sung the chorus of I Am the Walrus. Yes, Disneyland has come to town. Everyone's dressed and standing around. Alice is wearing her sexiest gown, but she doesn't want you to look at her. Beautiful people are queuing to drown. Wait for the lifeguard to put on his crown, but he's up at the other end of town, trying to talk to the mirror. He knows what he means. He sits on the floor and has beautiful dreams. Then he gets brought down by a woman who screams. But he knows it's only a record. Oh yes it is. His brave new girl stops feeding the ants and looks at him with her septic pants. She still knows how to make him dance. Forget about emancipation, it's all imagination. And you and I, we sit and hug. We know something's got to come to get us off our endless bum. There's probably one in the bathroom or in the hall.
Only fair that I should let you know. that's just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows.
And that nearly wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for Paul Buckmaster and this night's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. First off, we want to thank everybody who made their donations over at donate.wmfo.org and elsewhere. So we want to thank Bill, Chuck U, Not Todd, Polly C, Peter, Professor John DeAngelis, Bob Cohen, Perry, Joe Silver, and Fred Boak. Thank you all so much for your support. If you haven't done it yet, if you wouldn't mind, go to donate.wmfo.org and help us out. Now it's time for us to wrap up tonight's program with the final song in the Paul Buckmaster radio obituary, the ultimate radio obituary. And then we're going to hand it over to another radio show, and we'll be back here. No, we won't be back here next week. Chuck, you will be back here next week for more silliness for your stick-shaking action. I'll be back in 2 weeks with the radio obituary retrospective, Take the Darn Poll, and we'll talk to you all week long at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. Until then, keep listening to your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.